Technology has a potential to change the world. It's changing it right before our eyes. It has changed in a speed faster than any of us can grasp. But enterprises are chasing talent and building data sciences teams across the world. But how do we prevent these data science teams from being a lab experiment without a lot of tangible value? In today's episode of Voices of Data, we have Dr. Eva Marie, Chief Data Science, Advanced Analytics, and AI Practice Leader of IBM. Her and I caught up on talking about what do enterprises need to find easy home runs? How do we bring business and technology together to fundamentally fight the most important fight of them all, bringing value to the customer, making sure we're inclusive and non-biased? How can algorithms be beat by actually diverse team of humans? And what is the state of enterprise adoption on real AI projects? Dr. Eva, welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me, Bianca. I'm very thrilled. I'm really excited about our talk today.
I know, me too. And you have an incredible story about how you became who you are today and your trajectory with data. So to start today's podcast, why don't you share with me a little bit and with the people out there listening?
So I started my career basically after university when I studied mathematics. So I studied math because I love it. For me, it's like meditation. I come down and I really enjoy it. And then I combined it with business and economics and computer science. I then started in one of the big fours in financial audit, financial restructuring, where we set up a team called business modeling. That's where it started to click on saying, you know, so many business decisions actually driven by logical flow. So this business modeling then slowly went into more and more advanced business modeling. I then did my PhD in medical physics, where I was analyzing ultrasound signals to understand the blood flow in human bodies. Then I moved to England. I joined an investment fund as restructuring director, and where we started looking into the big data field and saying, how can we make our product smarter? How can we manage our risk better? At one point, KPMG reached out and said, you're building a data science team. And I think that was absolutely groundbreaking back then to build AI models to say, we can actually help banking the underbank because there is a data universe. It was the Wild West before GDPR. We built an ecosystem with over 10,000 different data signals. We knew exactly who's calling who in the UK and who's traveling from A to B. And that was also one of the reasons why I went into AI ethics, because I soon realized actually with the data that we have, the best business you can actually build is a blackmailing business on saying, I know exactly what you did last summer. And so that is how I got into AI ethics. And then one day IBM called and said, we're looking for a chief data scientist and somebody to build a practice in MIA. And so I ended up in Dubai and I'm leading the practice there now.
Wow, what a story. What a journey to finding facts. And I think looking at how does all this technology build a better world? So part of our path here is to try to break some of the jargon down. We always ask our guest of Voices of Data to say, how would you explain sustainable development to a 10-year-old?
I think it's really about making sure you build a world and that is better than when you found it, that you're happy when you leave and you can say, I'm happy to leave that for future generations. And having that impact and saying, you know, the world is biased at the moment. We have that data, but we can build it in a way that it's actually fairer for everyone. You can make sure that it's better. You can make sure that we don't suck all the resources out of the world and that it's a place you can't live in 20 years. But actually saying, I use my skills, my knowledge, and I build a world that is still there and around for future generation to enjoy.
I think effectively, I love to hear the leaders as they go through sort of the scientific route of expanding their career, experimenting with algorithms, and then realizing, wait a minute, this has a massive consequence in society. What kind of sustainable development and what kind of humanity do I want to help build? Yes. These things can make, as you said, business better decisions. us to be able to get food to people that don't have food, us to look at complex things that a human brain can possibly not compute, but a machine can. And it's really interesting to see you going through that and ending up here and saying, hey, ethics is just as important as the algorithm or the regression model or what kind of code or language we're going to use to be able to extract the value of the data that's out there.
And that is actually one of the most important points, is you have to start with a question on like, what is the impact that I want to generate? The financial impact, but also the impact on society. And you have to start with that thought. And then you can say, how do I do it? Is it feasible? And do I want to do it? In the past, AI ethics was always a little bit smiled upon on like, yeah, AI doesn't exist. Ethics is kind of like, yeah. And people used to think about Skynet and things like that. But actually, AI ethics is far more tangible, far closer to where we are. You don't want to be new in the news for as a company for having a model that is biased, for going against certain demographics, because that will directly impact your shareholder value. So there is a good business case to argue for reputational risk, basically, for governments, for countries, for companies, whoever you deal with, or whoever is deciding to do AI, and saying, we have to put ethics at the beginning of the thought, at the beginning of the journey.
I think it's similar to the path when you look at digitalization. I think a lot of what has happened, especially if we look at the financial services market, it's been a lot of hygiene transformation and change around digitizing existing processes. We're never digitally nascent. But that focus and that shift, when we look at even the regulatory space around open banking and around some of these regulations, put the customer in the center, put data as the forefront of, this isn't like a nice to have. This is no longer an IT conversation. This is, do you want to be value to your customer? Do you want to be trusted by your customer? If you don't put kind of the customer in the middle, the conversations become about biases, about these things. How are you finding that assessment around not only the quality, but the trust that enterprises are putting on making decisions based on data, finding those home runs?
I've moved away from saying, oh, this is AI, this is not AI, this is data science, and so on. For me, I started to use data science, AI, as the broader buzzword for the whole topic. An AI team for me is actually a data science team that might run some analytics, that might run some advanced analytics, some data science, some prediction models, some clustering. And then in the sense of what is AI, I always say, you know, it depends who you ask. If you ask somebody in sales and marketing, everything is AI. If you ask a mathematician or a philosopher, nothing is AI. And in that field, you can move from one end to the other. But as a company, it's really important to understand what is your purpose.
A huge part of what we're trying to do at Voices of Data and why I was so excited to have this conversation with you is bring awareness as you look at your landscape and helping a lot of enterprises. What are some of the things that you're doing that have worked to bring people an understanding of, hey, listen up here. There's a lot of perspectives and there's ways you can get a home run. You don't need to do some crazy science experiment. What have you been doing that you found has worked?
So what always works is starting with the business first. The smartest model will not be adapted in the company if it hadn't been a pull from the business. It's not a competition of IT against business. I had teams that said, oh yeah, we want to show business how to do their job. And it doesn't work. They can come up and saying, okay, all these people working in business, they should get $500 more a month as a pay rise. And business would still push it back and say, I'm sorry, but that is definitely, we're going to fail very, very soon, even though it would mean more cash in their pocket. But you have to work across the different teams. So the business has to say, you know, this is a decision that I make constantly, that I know the data is out there, but I pull it from all the different sources and so on. I don't really have an overview. Is there any way you can help me? And then the data science should be the enabler and saying, okay, you know what? And from my experience, actually, this is one way to do it. And that is another way to do it. A very important role in data science and AI that we often forget is what we would call the data journalist or visualizationist. That person that brings back the results of a data science and AI models into something that the business can understand. You don't want to be giving a list of churn probabilities of all your customers where you have the name and then a percentage to somebody in your customer relationship management team. They need to see immediately who are our top customers, what are their issues, and how could I keep them. that would be something that would help them, but not 50,000 lines of Excel with a probability. And that is where we have to basically design with the customer, with the end user at the center of our model.
I hope this conversation leaves our community in a better place than that they found it, and we made them ponder some things. I certainly am sitting here thinking about all the little nuances and all the people we have to bring together. So we have an ROI we can all be proud of when this big science experiment is all done. Thank you so much for being a guest here, and congratulations on all the work that you're doing, and keep speaking up and fighting the good fight. We need more people that do that.
Thank you, Bianca. I really love talking to you.